Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't want to miss a minute of our time with our old friend Jim Ballard, who's here, co-author of the Well Done series. Actually, he's the originator of the Well Done series. Wrote the first one with Ken Blanchard, Well Done, on how what we can learn from the way people train the orca whales. And now there's a new book called The Well Done School, co-authored by a real-life principal, ladies and gentlemen, Cindy Zurchin. She and Jim Ballard and Tad Lasinic, I guess is his name, are the co-authors of this book, The Well Done School. Jim, thank you for bringing Cindy to us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Isn't she great?
Yeah, she's been. This is a great story. Cindy was a principal, folks, if you just tuned in, of a school in the Moon area, the Moon Township, I guess is that right, Cindy?
Well, principal in the Pittsburgh Public Schools.
Pittsburgh Public School in the Moon, yep. In the Moon District School District, and is that right? Did I say that right?
Yep.
No, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay. It was actually in the Pittsburgh Public Schools. I currently now work for the Moon area.
There you go.
That's okay.
All right. All right. I'm glad we got that straight. And so she used the Well Done principles and turned this school around from some really tough situations with the school student body, with the teachers, and you were just about to tell us how you applied these principles and turned the school around, Cindy.
Sure, right. When I was in Pittsburgh, we talked to the teachers about changing our focus, because we know as adults and parents that we are so focused on what the one person who's doing something wrong, who isn't sitting in their seat, who's hitting somebody, who's throwing mm-hmm. something, who's taking. And we had talked about changing our focus, that we made a commitment, you know, from the day we started, that we would change our focus, rewire our thinking, put our other glasses on to look for all the good and beautiful things the kids were doing. And some people said to me, there's nothing these kids are doing right.
Wow.
And I said, from this point on, I want you to think that these children are your own children.
Yeah.
That you have to love these children and trust them and find the one thing it is. So we said,
and let them know that you expect that out of them. That's what you expect from them. You don't expect something bad. You expect something good from them.
Exactly. And we started to get what we were looking for. As soon as we would say, you know, thank you for sitting in that seat. Thank you for standing in line. I like the way you're doing this. And then we started this hand motion with a wave of a well done. And kids would start to yell out, well done. And then when we started in the morning, when everybody would come in, that immediately we would start to recognize all through the whole morning program.
How long did that take to build a little bit of energy like that?
I'll tell you what. We started to build that energy and the momentum and the pendulum went to swing the other way in 3 months.
Wow.
3 months. So
you went from basically let's lock up and let everybody go home to people actually enjoying being around each other and loving their environment in 3 months.
Exactly. Instead of kids coming in the morning and trying to shove another kid's face in a cereal bowl of milk, they would come in and want to hand the well done, so they'd be sitting there waiting to
because
hear about
that's
it. They got
what
recognized.
Those were now the new expectations, weren't they?
Exactly.
Isn't that a huge word, expectation?
Expectation, right? Everybody expected it. Everybody couldn't wait. It was such a place that would draw them in the morning. Our attendance increased in the morning because people wanted to be on time. People were energized.
Because they were expected to be on time.
Yes.
Not that we expected you to be late or we expected you to misbehave. They looked around themselves and they saw that this was what other people were doing.
And everybody felt a part of the group. Every single person. There was no hierarchy. You know, one day I have to tell you that the one teacher that said to me, I'm not going to read the book, you know, if you were a better principal and spend more, she was the first teacher that got a well done for a student. When that student came to me in the morning and said, I want to write a well done and recognize my teacher for the lesson that she taught us yesterday. I mean, and when we presented it, it brought not only tears to her eyes, but tears to all of our eyes.
Tell the audience what a well done is.
A well done is when you focus and you find something that somebody has done that's good, or even in the direction of being good, and you want to recognize
catching
them.
Catching them doing something right.
Yes, catching doing something right, and you're specific about what they did because you want that action to be repeated again. So we would write on these beautiful little certificates that we would run off, and kids would even create them themselves. They would draw them, and they would say, you know, well done to Dr. Zirchin for coming into our class mm-hmm. and helping us with our word problems. And when kids would give me that well done, I think, oh, my goodness, I'm going to work so hard for these kids.
Right.
And other kids would say, well done, you know, to my friend Sean for helping me with my math problems or studying my spelling
words. What if somebody's out there, Cindy, who wants to do this in their school? How do we help them?
Besides
buy the book, how do we do that?
Right. We can help them. Jim and I have put training materials together, and this is something that is basically low cost.
Are you guys making yourself available to help schools get this kicked off? How do they find you guys?
They can find us. We have a website, welldoneschool.com.
Welldoneschool.com. Check it out. Okay, go ahead, Cindy. Quickly.
Check it out. And certainly they can be welldoneschool at yahoo.com. But we are committed, Jim and I are both committed, in changing the world and changing that every child should be at a school where they love.
I don't have kids in school, but I have grandkids in school. And I'll tell you something, listening to you guys today makes me want some of that for my family. And folks, I know you feel the same way. Welldoneschool.com. Check it out. The book, that's the name of the book. Cindy Zirchin. Jim Ballard, hey guys, thank you for the game. I'll be right back.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Kelleher. What are you doing here?
Well, we needed to save money, so we've closed the office.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.